Hello, sir. What is your name, sir?
Elliot Jane Brown.
Okay, who's going to do Mr. Brown?
I have.
Honorable Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, sir, could you state your name and your ADC number again for us for the record, sir?
Elliot Jane Brown.
And your ADC?
2161.
Okay, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Nils, sir. Mr. Brown, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a form notifying you of your hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir? Prior to today, sir, you received and signed a notification form advise you of your hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, sir, it also notifies you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. Sir, I'd also like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office. At this time, I also would like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, I am going to read the allegation to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, Mr. Brown. That allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 4848 North 110th Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 9, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's thus making him an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true that the last time I saw my parole, I went to every appointment. The last time I saw was August 24, 2017 at Crockerville. I was new after that. So I understand how I scammed the jail tonight. But she told me she had a cigar. Heard you upstairs your mom no more. So I need you to give me an address if I put a warrant out for that. So I gave an address while I was staying with the town.
Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown,
yes.
I'm going to give you an opportunity when we go on phase two to go ahead and explain those things to the board, okay?
All right.
Okay. So based on Mr. Brown's admission, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Brown, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then, Mr. Brown, we're going to come back to you to get any information that you want to present to the board, okay?
Right.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Brown was released from guilty custody on April 25th of 2017. He was arrested on September 8th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on absconding warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 50 absconding days with a community supervision end date of January 12th of 2018. Current conviction 2015 narcotic drug violation 1 year. 2015 shoplifting 2 years 6 months. And 2015 organized retail theft 2 years 6 months. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 3.3, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no STG or gang information noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with theft noted, and since return on September 27th, 2017, received a write-up for a violation of a department or institutional rule. Other arrests, 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, AZ felony conviction probation. 2012, failure to appear, first degree, AZ unknown. And 2014, deputy to transportation, Arizona felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G4B5.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Brown, when you were released from custody, you were approved to stay with your mother at 4848 North 110th Lane in Phoenix. States that you lived there until June 9th, and then you moved out at that time, but you didn't request or give any permission to change your place of residence. It says that your current whereabouts were unknown. And it says that on July 20th, that you did report to a face-to-face monthly visit with your PO, and at that time, you told the PO that you were still residing at the home of your mother, and states that this information was contradictory with the information received from your mother, who said that you had moved out from your mother's residence on June 9th of 2017. It also states, sir, that you were working, but you failed to secure verifiable employment. Then reported that you were attending full-time school at UEI. Main subject was computer technology, but you didn't provide documentation for school enrollment. So, sir, were you going to school?
Yeah, that's correct. I just shared all my books and everything. I was going to school for it.
Okay. So why did you...
You can go to school.
Okay. So,
sir.
Okay, so why did you move out from your mom's residence, sir?
Where she stayed at, it was too far away from my school. So I moved there, I gave my brother also that address. I don't understand, I still got violated. And that's when I sent her to it, August 24th. And she said nothing about that. That's why I understand how I scattered 50 days. And that's when I sent her, it was August 24th, not June 20th. I thought it was July 22nd, but not. And that's why August 24th. I sent her and I gave her a new address. So I thought everything was cool. I guess it was since I was in my list for her address, she called the phone to see if it was me. I guess that she wanted to violate because I don't know, I don't understand. That's all I did was just, I gave her the address, I didn't want to come back to prison for that.
So where were you staying at, sir?
I was staying at 2355, I'm Glendale.
Who were you staying with?
I was staying with my friend over there. We had a long time, we was going to school together. The school was right up the street, on 279 and Delta. So it was better for me to stay there and go to school at the time.
Okay.
My mom said, I'm going to take back with him. And then I made down the counter back, it's real far, right?
So, sir, when you went to go visit your PO on July 20th, why didn't you tell your PO what was going on?
Well, the documents is wrong. When I sent this, when I told her, she said, I'm going to address. Then I sent her all the stuff before, so she brought it up. I come up, my mom could have just not sure. That's like a misprint or something. And we looked at her, she asked about it, I changed my address, I didn't want to stay at your mom no more. And I told her, we all know that I really stay here because I'm going to school from here. That's what I told her. And she told me, you got to actually give me the address, or put a warrant out for the arrest. And I gave her the address that day, was that following night. I didn't want a warrant out for my arrest, it's my address change.
Okay, so.
And what I'm doing.
So are you saying that when your PO says that on July 20th, you were in her office for a face-to-face monthly contact, and at that time you told her you were still staying at your mom's house on July 20th?
Yeah, I told her that. But until I started staying back when I left my mom's house like around July. Now it was in June. I still don't want to stay at my mom's house, like one of my friend's house, one school doing that, but I officially left her house like around like in July.
Okay. Why didn't you tell your parole officer the day that you left your mom's house?
I was still going back and forth. I wasn't pushing, like, left my mom out yet, that's why. So I used to spend the night over there, then sometimes I got screwed up, I spent the night over there, went through, and I went back to my mom, that's how I was doing it, but I got tired of doing it, because I had a job with transportation, it was kind of hard to bust, so that's the reason I started staying with my friend. I wasn't trying to do nothing wrong, to come back to prison, I was just trying to do right. I wasn't going to commit no crimes or nothing.
So, have you been doing, did you do any drugs, Mr. Brown?
Yeah, honestly, yes.
What did you do?
I smoked spice.
You smoked the spice?
I stopped doing it when I passed out, but I ain't doing it no more. I'm just being honest with you guys.
So when did you almost pass out, sir?
Probably around five or something.
Mm-hmm. So it says that one of your friends, a male friend, contacted your mom and was concerned about you because you was threatening to commit suicide. It said you were high on drugs.
It was the spice.
That's
what I was telling you. That's why I stopped messing with you.
So do you know when you said it was around Father's Day?
It was somewhere around that day. I'm going to be chilling somewhere.
Okay, so it was around that time, you say it was in June then, it's around the time that your mom said that you weren't staying with her.
Yeah, but I still staying with my mom at the time. I remember I came home all dirty and stuff because I passed out and I told her, I made up a story like I got beat up or something, which I lied to her about, but I was still staying with my mom.
So why'd you start using spice? What other, do you use any other drugs, Mr. Brown?
I did, but when I was out, I used to use it on heroin, but when I got out, I didn't mess around with it anymore. I'm not being clean, but it was just a spice, really. I'm just working for like a couple of months, then I stopped messing with it. That's why I had like seizures and stuff.
So how are you going to school, sir, if you were smoking spice and having seizures and passing out?
That's only one time.
Huh?
So it was only one time when I actually like had an episode and I ain't smoke spice to go to school. It was like afterwards.
Uh-huh. So is that why you moved out from your mom's house because you was doing spice?
I moved out from my mom's to get closer to going to school. I got to do more spice like.
So, Mr. Brown, I hear everything that you're saying, but something's not really clicking, sir, with me right now with what you're telling me and your reasons for leaving your mom's house to time. It just seems like there's something that's just not really clicking, sir. Is there something that we're missing?
I told you all the truth. Like, I changed my address.
After July 31st, and a mom called and stated that he did move out on June 9th, he did come into the office on August 24th to 17th, reported dishonest about where he'd been. He is not anxious to go back to prison, lied about submitting UAs, needed to call me when he gets home to tell me the address and make his phone number. Tried to give me his mother's number. He isn't living there, so why? Why would she take that? He needs to call me with that information. We'll have him report to the office tomorrow for staffing. Then after that, she could not get a hold of him. She's left numerous. She called the mother, left text messages, and nothing was sent back to her at that time. So August 24th was the last contact date.
Okay, sir. So August 24th was your last contact date, and as you didn't go to a UA on June 26th, you didn't do your UA, and on July 31st, you didn't do your UA. Why not?
I told my people that. And she told me she was going to make it up.
Did you make it up?
I didn't get a chance. I never come to jail.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Osborne, go ahead.
I actually emailed her. She's available by phone if you'd like to clear some timelines or some other things out with this. She is available if you're interested.
At least for me, it wouldn't.
make a difference for me at this point. Does the board have any additional questions?
Yes, I just have one question. What were you doing when the Phoenix Police picked you up, Mr. Brown? What were you doing then, sir?
I was driving about three with my friend. So I guess he got into some trouble since I was little. They wasn't running by names to clip everybody. When my name was clipped, I had a warrant off my arrest for this. So this guy locked me up.
Okay, now I think you've answered this two or three times for Honorable Mr. Johnson already. Now, exactly what were you doing those 50 days that you were stunned, sir?
I understand. I stunned it. I should have admitted. I should have August 24th.
But you do admit that you were stunned sometime, don't you? Didn't you have stunned? Didn't you?
No, I saw it. Every one I was at, I saw it. From April to August, I understand. I stunned it. I seen it. The last day, August 24th, I'm not as astounded.
So you said that from your perspective, you did not have stunned. That's what you're telling the board, sir.
Yes, that's how everyone.
Okay.
So I know, what does astounding mean, buddy? I thought since I see everyone, it's not astounding once I show up.
But did she know where you were living, sir? When I say she, I mean your parole officer. Did she know where you were living, where you were residing after you left your mother's house?
Hey, I went to the phone line and I said, visit. So I thought it was cool. She was going to say, I don't know what's on that. She said nothing about scouting or nothing. When I seen that last, so she said nothing about that.
Okay, sir. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, sir. Thank you so very much, Mr. Brown.
Besides, Ryan, did you have something?
I just wanted to state that because he did not report the next day as he was instructed, that's why it is absconding. But thank you, sir.
Okay. So after August 24th, sir, you didn't have any more contact with your PO, did you?
No, because all I had to was like September 21st. That's what she said.
Okay.
She sent an address.
Okay, so you were supposed to go take your UAs, and you didn't take those either, did you?
No.
Those are both in June and in July, you didn't take your UAs. Sir, the board is going to go into discussion, sir. During discussion, we'll make a determination whether we vote or reinstate you on your community supervision. Mr. Quinones, did you have something on your community supervision, sir? Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we go into discussion, sir?
No, sir.
All right. So, Mr. Brown, the boards are going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion. When we complete our discussion, sir, we will get back to you with our determination of what the board is going to be doing. So the board is now into discussion. There's just something about what Mr. Brown is telling us that's not clicking. After August, he did last contact with his PO. He didn't have any more contact with his PO after that. He states that he left to go to school and that he was doing spikes while he was out, that he was with his friend. Staying at his friend's house is contradictory between what he's saying, what the parole officer is saying, and the time that his mom actually is saying. And it appears that his mom has some concern for him because she received a phone call from his friend saying that he was high on drugs and was looking at talking about committing suicide, which prompted the mom to contact the PO to see if the PO had any contact with him. Out of trying to be concerned for Mr. Brown's safety. And listening to Mr. Brown today, it just does not appear to me that the story and the information, according to the details and the facts of what we have, are coinciding with each other. Mr. Brown was out for absconding for 50 days. We don't know exactly what he was doing, but according to him, he was doing some drugs during that period of time, or how he was supporting himself. He states he was in school, and I don't want to debate that he was in school, but he was doing a lot more than just being in school. So at this time, Mr. Brown is due to be released on July 12th of 2018. When he's released, he won't be on any parole or on community supervision, and I think Mr. Brown will be able to live and move about freely as he wishes to do at that time. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke his community supervision, find that he was delinquent and violated the terms of his condition of supervision, that he had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways,
or companies, being that he has started back to use drugs, mainly spice, and that he had absconded from supervision and was maintaining communication with his parole officer, as well as failing to take his urinalysis test that when he was requested.
He says July 12th.
Okay.
He says July 12th.
January.
Yes. Okay. So, sir, that is going. So that is going to be my motion.
You second?
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Brown, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. I would hope that, you know, you will be released on January 12th of 2018, sir. You'll be released. That's a few months away from now, sir. I hope that you will take the time that you have left while you're incarcerated. Yes, sir, put together a plan so that when you are released, you will be able to get out, be a productive citizen, and not have any more negative contact with law enforcement, sir. Mr. Brown, I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Would you put the show 3 back on?